with SLN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Hurricane Milton is taking aim at the Florida Gulf Coast, with the Tampa Bay area expected to receive the brunt of the storm's fury. National Hurricane Center Director Mike Brennan says the storm surge could be deadly when Milton comes ashore along the Tampa Bay area.
We are expecting 10 to 15 feet of inundation above ground level somewhere in this area, and that includes the Tampa Bay region. So this is a potential for life-threatening, destructive storm surge that could affect much of the west coast of Florida.
Apollo Beach resident Martin Oaks, who is in line for gas, says getting fuel is a challenge, but not impossible.
I was able to get some gas yesterday, but then they ran out, so now I'm trying to get gas here again, and, you know, long lines, trickling gas pumps.
The storm is expected to hit sometime either late Wednesday evening or early Thursday morning. The Cook Political Report on Tuesday shifted the Wisconsin Senate race from lean Democrat to toss-up, handing Republican Eric Hovde a boost as he tries to unseat Democrat Senator Tammy Baldwin. More from Bernie Bennett.
Two-term incumbent Tammy Baldwin has led throughout the campaign, but has hit choppy waters as the race hits the final month. A recent poll by the Cook Political Report showed Baldwin leading by 2 points, with similar internet polls on both sides of the aisle helping them cement the ratings change. Baldwin and Democrats have outspent Hovde and Republicans since he won the mid-August primary by roughly $10 million. A win by Hovde would portend a strong election night for Republicans and possibly a Senate majority of at least 53 seats. Republican Tim Sheehy is favored to defeat Democrat Senator John Tester in Montana, while the race between Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno in Ohio is considered a toss-up. Bernie Bennett reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 126 points, the Nasdaq rose 259, with the S&P 500 advancing by 55. This is SRN News. Does anybody care about the birth rate?
More people die in the U.S. than are born, and it's been that way for a couple of decades. It's not a problem yet, but it could eventually be one, and most Americans don't care. A fresh YouGov poll finds only 22% of respondents think the falling birth rate is a bad thing. 23% say it's a good thing, and everybody else says it's either no problem or aren't sure. And here's the key finding. While 30% of men say less babies is a bad thing, only 14% of women agree. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
About 7 in 10 adults say they believe in angels, according to a new AP NORC poll. Americans' belief in angels is about on par with belief in heaven and the power of prayer, but bested by belief in God or a higher power, which stands at 79%. The poll finds that fewer U.S. adults believe in Satan, astrology, reincarnation, and that physical things can have spiritual energies. This is SRN News. A new United Nations study indicates an increase in strikes conducted by the Russian Federation against Ukraine's civilian infrastructure. We hear more on this story from correspondent Charles de Ledesma, reporting from London.
At a UN session, UNHCR Commissioner Volker Turk says between June and August 2024, his fact-finding mission verified 45% more civilian casualties than in the previous three-month period.
July 2024 was the deadliest month for civilians in Ukraine since October 2022.
The report also highlights the instances of ill-treatment and torture of Ukrainian prisoners of war. A representative of the Russian Federation attended the session and accused Ukraine of violating human rights. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.